Thomas and Skumba in the Morning Podcast.
So, obviously the decision of the Department of Correctional Services to release former President Dr. Jacob Zuma has upset a whole lot of opposition parties. Correctional Services spokesperson Singabako Numaro, yeah, that's him. He referred us to a section of the Correctional Services Act 111 of 1998, which lays out their responsibility when it comes to inmates' rights, right? So, you've heard medical parole is how he's going to be treated from now on. Medical parole means that Dr. Zuma will complete the remainder of his sentence in the system of community corrections, where he must comply with specific conditions. And obviously, we'll hear from Correctional Services Minister Ronald Lamula how this is going to work out. As soon as you hear medical parole, who's the first person you think of?
Shabir, where are you? Where are you, Shabir? Shabir.
That's coming, Thomas.
Where, Shabir? You saw this coming?
No, this one.
Come on.
This was obvious.
He's been in jail for how long?
He's been in jail, maybe for a month. And from there, he was in hospital. And then right now, a report saying, apart from being terminally ill, he's physically incapacitated.
Yes.
What does it mean? So if Kubhlungu, why keep him in jail?
But this is why they're letting him out. Medical.
Yes. Thank you.
Shabir.
Wheelie time.
Shabir. Where are you, Shabir? Playing golf, Shabir, again.
Let's leave it up to you. Kaya family, you've heard the reports. What are your thoughts on this matter?
Tata ubuyile.
Easily.
Wow.
So in the 15 months that he was supposed to be there, it was there about 2 months.
He served the time? But did he do the crime? No, that's not the question right now.
That's not the question.
Let's leave that alone.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the fact that Dad is out? And he's not feeling well. What is that term again?
They say, apart from being terminally ill, he's physically incapacitated.
Right.
And this is the right thing. At his age, come on, let's be sensitive to him.
How are you feeling about it, Kaya?
086-000-0959. Send those voice notes. I know it's a Monday. Let's get in. Voice notes, 063-688-0959. Hello, Mbali.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
What do you have to say?
I knew that he was gonna go out, like he was gonna be released. I think that's a kuluma. Uzo free umkulwe su apu me na kaya esere na akona. Cause like obviously it clearly states it like we cannot have power on anything actually. Baya hamba bangena. Baya all these corruption things and then they get out eventually. I think they naga na yo. Mushuti katika ntuba bank.
Ooh, my. Okay.
Aye.
Speaking from the heart right there, my queen. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Thomas.
It's really irritating. It's annoying because
got you.
Let's not forget that the reason Ubaba is in prison is not because of...
It's just for not appearing in front of
God. This is not...
This is just the beginning.
This has nothing to do with corruption.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing to do with money, with arms deal. This has everything to do with him not attending the state camp.
To answer those accusations of corruption.
But he's there. Yeah. So I don't want us to say, because Uboshio, corruption. No. This is not yet. Oh, never.
Let's go to Randburg quickly. Hello, Parks. How are you?
Great, Kesler. Morning, Judge.
Sharp, man. Utin.
We love it in the morning.
In the morning.
Good morning. Okay, let us recall 3 weeks ago or 2 months ago. I phoned and I said, you cannot fight with the people who are watching the watchers. Can I take it further?
Please. We're listening.
Okay. The next further, Ngobutintanga, he is better outside than inside. We have got more than 20 billion damage because of what happened. When this guy is inside, things are just in a mess. I'm not advocating his release and his sickness or whatever the case it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But as for me, for the sake of progress, for the sake of peace, he is better outside than inside. Where the Yakula, where the Petro Yini, and whatever, that's not me to go in there. I'm not a medical professional.
Mm.
But as for me, Nandanga, getting their bones, having a punch rather than my apparatus. Because my apparatus, Nandanga, in the Zagala Lanang apparatus, it's not right. Until now, I was in Alexander. The mall is not open. It's sealed. We have not even managed to come back. Kutaban to Avuli McDonald's, Kutaban to Awiti to Imali, Alexander.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for the call. Parks out in Ramberg. Okay. So if it's safer if he's outside. That's how he thinks. Listen to what you have to say.
Guys, it's just a system yet. All I'll say is that some animals are more equal than others.
Mm.
Unfortunately. It is what it is, hey?
Mina ngibafethu sibongene ithemu liphumile umdala kahamba eziphumulele ekhaya akuncane ngibafethu siyabonga kwisho umsindo nanani umdala vele bekazophuma after 3 months because after 15 months bekalindele ukuthi angayitholi iparole manje bafethu asibambeni lapho siyele nje lapho shapa fethu.
That is Zuma's out. Kaya family, how are you feeling about it? It's called medical parole because he is terminally ill and
physically incapacitated.
Yes! And we are so worried about him. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling about it? My man on the voice notes.
Bona, ithamalagula kwakudala ithamalagula malivala ama court cases eh waye Russia nakuphi kuphi ithamalagula. So now because ithama eligulayo, I know these political parties are going to make a lot of noise, but ithamalagula. And I mean, what's the point of keeping him incarcerated? He's not a threat. He won't commit any crime outside.
Yes.
So I'm understanding why they hype, why they upset from political parties. I mean, ithamalagula bafethu ayikithamu livaya lo gidla into enkandla umdumane kandaba la Pretoria.
Danko. That voice note came through on 0636880959. Skumba, you watching the tweets coming through and using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba Kaya on
959. It's about time. Unlawful imprisonment. Which is true somewhere, somehow. If you go into details, we are not yet to go into details, Thomas. At Sibialelo saying, not surprises here. We knew this would happen. I took quite a deliver that. Then Umfusi Dwangube saying, I'm not okay with the decision, Shem. But hey, who are we?
Don't forget, Tutadu Zondo's coming out with state capture inquiry reports next month, ne?
Mm-hmm.
October. So we're going to find out the whole picture. So at least Utato will be at home, a lounge, bugele, wait, that's on.
Yeah.
Mangudi, yes. Maseso, wait, bongani.
Yes.
Shasha Debo.
Good morning, Bafetu. I love it in the morning. Yeah. I just wanted to pass a comment. I want to congratulate the people who took the decision, which was a sober decision of releasing the old man to serve the rest of the sentence at home. That was a great move because they could have sentenced him if those guys were sober. They could have sentenced him to home arrest or to something else that was going to be behind. But he's still a prisoner, by the way. And he refused perhaps to continue and testify to something that was created by because the ones that are making noise now are the ones that are running the ANC, and some other people are letting them to run the ANC. And we want to congratulate those people, and we hope he's going to recover and he's going to rest, and at some point he's going to pass on and his soul is going to rest now that he's that way.
Let's not talk about Utata passing away, please, Bongani. But thanks a lot for
that. It's not
going to
go now, but I'm saying at some point we're all going to die.
Let's not talk about Utata dying in any way, Mamela, man. Here's a voice note quickly.
Ay, but I time about keep him, man. Ay, selilidala, man. Yazi kuzoboshwa umuntu omdala kangaka, man. Hayi, akukho right, man. Ngeke baze bangene nasezulwini kuzoboshwa ikhehle lingaka. Aye, abalivulele. Thabise Davidson. We love in the morning.
In the morning. Good morning, Elisa. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Wow. What do you have to say?
Hello,
my friend. Hello, siyakuva.
Okay. I'm saying, It's good that he's been released, you know. Mm. He was not supposed to be there for starters.
Mm.
You know, it was wrong from the word go to incarcerate him.
Okay. Thanks for the sympathy.
We're all celebrating.
I celebrate when I'm ekhaya kumnandi ekhaya.
Mara har wanete ntate Zuma, when he was not in jail, have we ever heard Uthi, he's sick? Ah, and now all of a sudden he's sick. Ah, ay guys, ay. Ay, ntate wanete. Yo, ask about Palanka, about Travahol, Rebashahol, Pale. Ah, yo. Hey, yo.
How will you John Wick? How will you John Wick? But I guess, in a way, everyone knew Uthi Zuma is gonna come out eventually. This whole thing was orchestrated by him and his team from the beginning.
Mm.
Remember, they gave him so much days to hamba his hand in. Kanti nje uyazi ukuthi uyenzani. I heard someone ati, hey, Zuma has used every trick in the book. Not knowing that this guy is the author of that book. I'm a rhino. This whole thing is just tiring, guys. I see no Zuma. Just listen to good music and enjoy your show, guys. That's it.
Thomas and Skumba, we love it in the morning. You know what, Thomas, no Skumba, as you say, this is nothing to do with corruption. It was only for him not coming to the state capture to account or to answer the question. But if we can check it at the moment, it's in line with his corruption case. At the end of the day, they will say he's not fit to face the corruption case that is coming soon. It's Kuku from Sharpeville.
Utinje, ma'am.
So Thomas, you just said next month the state capture report is coming with the Babzond.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen after all the findings of the state capture?
The MPA.
With everyone sitting at home.
The MPA now can act.
And them acting?
SIU comes in as well.
And then?
And then we're seeing people being marched, Joe.
Going to prison. Yeah. Who do you want to see go to prison? Now I'm just asking.
All the corrupt people.
All of them.
Don't do that. I mean, really.
Okay.
Who do I want to see? I mean, what?
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.